BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
We do thank you for joining us here on Crosstalk here for a special Christmas program today. Our focus is on Christmas and the purpose for which we celebrate this time of year. I know that there is so much in our world to take us away from the name of Jesus Christ. I want to point out that there are those who are taking this time of year to mock and to scorn, to be skeptical of anything that deals with Scripture, the Bible, the true account of Jesus Christ coming to this earth. While, you know, one dare not mock the name of Muhammad or Allah, for others, Jesus is fair game. And we're going to turn this certainly into a positive program, but to understand how the name of Jesus and who he is even under attack today and how it's being mocked. For instance, we have learned that the Satanic Temple has announced the arrival of their so-called artwork at the Illinois Capitol Rotunda in celebration of the Satanic holiday Sol Invictus, taking place on the 25th of December. But the new display that's been created depicts the satanic deity Baphomet as a swaddling babe. And you see that as a baby goat, as a miniature Baphomet, the satanic image that has been taken around locations across the United States. It's okay to mock this, as we know that Jesus himself was placed in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. But taking that time to mock him, and this is also a time of year in which there are those who are seeking to turn people away from the Bible, to turn them away from Christianity, to turn them away from Jesus Christ, and they're doing it even through the guise of toys. For instance, coming out from the Daily Wire, Cabbage Patch Dolls, Furbies, and Tickle Me Elmo each year had its hot holiday toy list. But there's a couple of hot ticket items for Christmas 2021. But one magical-themed toy stands out from the rest. The Magic Mixie's Magical Misting Cauldron is essentially a stuffed animal with a gimmick attached. Promotional copy encourages kids to mix your portion and make your pet. An interactive toy comes with a plastic cauldron, magical ingredients, and a book of spells that help children create their stuffed animal from scratch. The Amazon instructions for the Magic Mixie say, follow the spell by adding the magical ingredients to your cauldron one step at a time, waiting for the green light and tapping three times. When the potion is finished, watch as real mist begins to rise from the cauldron. A new stuffed animal emerges from the mist in the pot. Once that spell casting is complete, kids can make real magic happen again and again by reloading Magic Mixies back into the cauldron to show their friends, or they can make up their own spells under the spell mode of play. The item is selling out nationwide, resellers offering Magic Mixies for exorbitant prices before Christmas. But the toy comes with when there's been an increased push to advertise occult entertainment to children in particular. Occult-themed entertainment for children is so common it's almost easy to miss. And witchcraft as a whole is growing in popularity among all age brackets, especially in the past 5 years. Daily Wire reported that the number of people who identify as witches outnumber those who are Presbyterians, according to a 2018 poll. As Christianity declines across the country, paganism has swung to the mainstream, with witchcraft paraphernalia for sale on every high street and practices normalized across popular culture, the Telegraph reported. This has led to a booming $2 billion industry that's full of everything from tarot cards to crystals. And so using this time of year to introduce people to the occult. Oh, we have seen rulings come before from governmental bodies indicating don't you dare pray in the name of Jesus. But I'll tell you this, as Scripture says, ladies and gentlemen, in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, where we are told, the angel giving the announcement, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Certainly, as you exchange gifts with family members and friends, keep in mind the greatest gift ever given to mankind. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You know, the apostles, they were beaten. They were beaten because they preached in the name of Jesus. But keep in mind, as people mock today and as they try to woo children away from Scripture and into witchcraft and paganism and the occult, keep in mind that one day, did you hear that? One day, every knee will bow. Every knee. Hear that word. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And that we're running Christmas specials the next 2 days here on Crosstalk, we're going to take today's program to help you keep your focus on the Christ of Christmas. I like a statement I saw from Adrian Rogers who said this, "He came down so that we can go up." He came down so that we can go up. As we're reminded now from Kerry Vaughn, the CEO and president of Earth Finding, he said, you know, without the miraculous birth, there's no crucifixion and there's no resurrection. And so we celebrate this time of year, as it says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 14, "And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world." Aren't you grateful for that? Today here in Crosstalk, we're going to give you opportunity to call in, and maybe you wish to just share a brief Christmas greeting to your loved ones or share a brief thought as to what makes this time of year special to you. Maybe there's a particular verse of Scripture that's become especially meaningful to you. Perhaps you'd like to tell us of the Christmas carol most meaningful to you or why that carol is so special, or maybe there's some other Christmas thought you would like to share. And we're just asking today that you keep your comments to a minute or less so we can serve as many Crosstalk listeners as possible. I know there's much going on with COVID and all these other issues that are going on. The statement from the president yesterday, we're going to come back to some of those things next week here on the program. But today, let's have our hearts full of joy and peace, as certainly we talk about the Prince of Peace, the Savior who has come. And so our number to Crosstalk today is 800-733-9829. We're not going to debate the issues today. We're going to give you a chance to be a part of this electronic Christmas card 2021. Just to share a brief Christmas greeting to your loved ones or a praise to the Lord for something that he's done in your life here this year, or maybe a brief thought as to what makes this time of year special to you, maybe a particular verse of Scripture that's been meaningful to you as you contemplate this time of year. As we've said also, maybe there's a particular Christmas carol that has been most meaningful to you, and we would encourage your calls here today on Crosstalk. Again, our number is 800-733-9829. Let's begin in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Dave, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Merry Christmas. I just have a simple verse for the saints in Isaiah 9, verse 6, "For unto us a child is born. And to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace."
Amen.
And that's what we need to remind ourselves in this time of chaos, that he'll keep us in that perfect peace. Thank you, and Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas to you, Dave. Thank you. Troy in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, thank you. Praise God for Christmas, and even though Christmas, the birth of Christ, the date of him is not in according in the Bible, that we have the grace to worship Jesus Christ in this time of season, and we just give glory and honor to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Troy. Kate is calling from Roosevelt, Washington. You're on the air.
Yes, Merry Christmas. I would like to call and thank the Lord for healing me of cancer this summer.
Mm.
The Lord has been powerful in my life. I listen to you every day around lunchtime, even when I'm on my tractor, and I love your program. I want to encourage everybody right now to really focus on the living God in heaven.
Yeah,
I know we love that baby, but he is risen.
Amen.
He's alive, and our time is short. We do not have much time to share Jesus with everybody we can.
Amen. Thank you, Kate. Appreciate your call.
Yes.
James is next. Tomo, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to point out Christmas came because of the same issues that we're facing today. They're not new. They didn't happen in our generation. And all of those things are powerless against him. because he fulfilled the laws that he laid down in the first place, and nothing can stop his plan. Nothing can thwart his predestination for all those who are willing to enter into his kingdom. Hmm.
Thank you, James. Don in Pensacola, Florida, you're on the air.
Yeah, my favorite verse right now is, hello?
Don, please go ahead.
Oh, sorry, Jim. I'm listening to the thing here.
Yeah, listen to your phone, please.
One of my favorite verses is John 6:63. It says, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, the Holy Spirit. The flesh profiteth nothing. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. I love that verse, and I had it on a bumper sticker in my car. And happy new year and Merry Christmas to y'all.
Thank you, Don, and same to you. Let's go to Dave in Santan Valley, Arizona. You're on the air.
Yes, Jim. I like to listen to you. I try to listen to you almost every day, but I just had a comment. I just wanted to make sure that Christians know that the date they celebrate is the date of the sun god,
you know,
Mithra.
Dave, this is not something we're discussing here today. Let's talk about our purpose for the program today and what is it about this that is so meaningful to you this time of year that you just want to give the Lord praise?
Yeah, so I actually celebrate his birth on the Feast of Tabernacles is probably when he was born.
Yep. Thank you so much. And again, we're not arguing. We don't know the day that he was born. We're not speculating on that today. We're just going to use this program, certainly, of one of praise to God, and also just share a brief thought as to what makes this time of year special to you. Maybe there's a particular verse of Scripture. Maybe there's a Christmas carol. But no, we're not debating the date here today on the program. Let's go next to Tina in Erie, Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Hi, Merry Christmas. I would just like to tell you a Christmas story that happened that touched my heart. God is so good. My kids and I were cleaning the house. My kids were cleaning their bedroom, and I was cleaning the house, and we were all really busy getting ready for Christmas. And my aunt was coming. And my daughter asked me if she could move some stuff in her room around. And I said, sure. And she said, okay, I'm going to move my nightlight, too. And I said, well, that's okay, but don't put it by the bed, because that could cause a fire. So we got really busy. I wanted to put their country clothes on the bed, and I was too busy and never got to it. So I tucked the kids in bed, and I went to bed, and their aunt was coming the next day. And I got woke up early in the morning with a fire alarm. And I went down the hall, and there was smoke coming underneath my kids' room, under their door. And so I opened up the door, and I ran in, and I started grabbing the kids out of bed. And I noticed that the smoke was coming from the blanket on my daughter's bed. And so I grabbed the blanket off of her and saw that the nightlight was there by the bed.
Mm.
So I took the blanket out, put it in the washer real quick, got the kids out of bed, made sure everything was okay, made sure there was no more fire.
Praise
I got
God.
The girls down, and I talked to them about, you know, how important it was to listen in a way.
Yeah.
And
praise God for his protection, Tina. Thank you so much. And we have a lot of excess sound there, but we're up against a break here as well. So we'll quick take the break. We'll be back in 1 minute. Our number, 800-733-9829.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, Noah's Ark Explorer from the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, where did Noah build the ark?
Chris, we simply don't know where Noah lived nor where he built his boat. This is because the flood of Noah's day totally restructured the surface of the earth. There are no geographical remnants of that pre-flood world. Everything about that world is totally gone. Now, it is true that two of the four rivers named before the flood are the same names as today's rivers. But I suspect that Noah named these rivers like he did because they reminded him of the previous rivers. They couldn't have been the same because beneath these rivers are tens of thousands of feet of flood-deposited strata. They simply didn't exist before the flood. At least that's how I see it from a Back to Genesis perspective.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Visit our web store at icr.org/store and use the promo code FACT at the checkout when ordering your That's a Fact DVD.
We're calling this our Electronic Christmas Card 2021 and giving you opportunity just to share a brief Christmas greeting to your loved ones or share a brief thought as to what makes this time of year special to you, perhaps a verse of Scripture that's been meaningful to you. But certainly to uphold the name of Jesus here, as there has been so much to try and thwart the name of Jesus in the society in which we live. And maybe there's a particular Christmas carol that's been meaningful to you, or another Christmas thought on this topic that we want that you'd like to share here today. But again, asking that you keep your limit to thoughts to about a minute or less so that we can have multiple people get in on the program. Our lines are packed, but as soon as you hear a caller hang up, that's your opportunity to give us a call. You can write down our number here at 800-733-9829. So we mentioned we don't know the day, but we do know the Savior came, and the Father sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. And that's what we're celebrating here today on Crosstalk. Let's go to Racine, Wisconsin. Lat, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Yeah, Jim, I just want to briefly make a message that I'm just thankful that the Lord found me. I didn't find Him, but He found me and introduced me to your program on BCY. I was scrolling through the radio station, just recently moved here to Racine. And I know you know the story, but once your listeners know how important your ministry is here, and that's why I give to your ministry, that I was scrolling through the radio. I found a message from Charles Stanley, and I gave my life over to the Lord at that moment.
Praise God. We rejoice with you, Lat. And that makes Christmas a whole lot more meaningful to you, too, doesn't it?
It sure does, mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord for your ministry, and praise God.
God bless you. Merry Christmas.
You too. Bye-bye, Jim. Okay.
Let's go to Zach next in River Falls. You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to say I'm thankful that I can gather with friends and family and other Christians yet for this Christmas. I appreciate every good day we have in this country to be able to do so, and that we don't have to do it in hiding or underground.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Thank you for the call here today, Zach. Marco is next in Lubbock, Texas. You're on the air, Marco.
Yes, I just wanted to share this verse for every Christian around the world. It's been affected by the COVID, and it is Isaiah 54:17, goes, no weapon from against thee shall prosper. Mm. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. Stand on this promise, and we can get through anything that they throw against us for standing up for Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for the call here from Lubbock. Let's go to Shinston, West Virginia. And Roger, you're on the air.
Yeah, thank you for calling, for taking my call. My favorite verse is 2 Corinthians 8:9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor. The owner of the entire universe gave it all up to be born in a stable so that we could be rich through His death, burial, and resurrection. Mm. Thank you, and amen. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Same to you. Thanks for the call. Tom in Centerton, Arkansas, you're on the air.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to read a portion of a poem that the Lord gave to my blind wife, Alice, after she became blind. She's been blind now for 25 years. His cross overshadowed the star in the manger as the angels announced the birth of the heavenly stranger. He gave His only Son to a world bent on sinning. Only He could see the very end from the beginning. One dark day the babe of the manger a cross did take. He laid down His life for our eternal soul's sake. It was in dying He taught us how to live, to do good to others, and to always forgive. Jesus was born to die. He died that you and I might live. Do you see the price He paid? His holy blood gave. He left eternity shore to walk this sinful land. God gave His very best to man, and man repaid Him with nail-scarred hands.
Hmm. Amen. Thank you, Tom, and thank you for sharing Alice's writing here with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Marie, you're on the air.
Hello. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
I'm going to try to get through this without crying too much. So I'm so thankful for the Lord. He is just so good. But this year and every Christmas hereafter will be special because my mother was a Catholic almost to her dying day, professed Christ as her only Savior 2 weeks before she died.
Oh, praise God.
And yes, and she was holding her hand up to Jesus as she waited for him to take her home. And, you know, everybody tried to tell me, you know, she's saved. And just it was just not in my heart. And so my brother and my sister-in-law and I took her Catholic Bible because she wouldn't look at ours. And we took her through Romans 9, 10 through 13. And we read it to her, asked her about it. She was lucid, really, till she died, really, 95 and a half years old. Who gets to do that? Really good. But she professed Christ, and after that, she had no fear, and she would hold her hand up to Jesus. Mm-hmm. I'm just so grateful to tell people to never lose hope.
Yeah.
The Lord answers prayers, and we just have to keep at praying. And I use this year, this time, and, you know, today, she has a testimony, and she can't talk about it, but I can talk about it for her.
Amen. God bless you, Marie.
That's all I have. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you for sharing. Linda is calling from Plover, Wisconsin, and Linda, you're on the air. Linda. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to give you another chance. Make sure your radio is turned down, please. We'll come back to Linda in just a moment. Let's go to Lorraine in Tucson, Arizona. You're on the air.
Thank you, and all of you have a very blessed Christmas. I wanted to tell you about a song we seldom hear that really touches us, The Man of Galilee.
Mm, yeah. Great song.
Thank you. Blessed New Year as well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. We're going to try Linda again in Plover. Linda, you're on the air.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Proverbs 19:17, whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deeds. And that's what Christmas is that also, to give and help the poor and needy people too. And the Lord died on the cross for all mankind's sins and rose from the dead.
That he did, and we praise him for that. That's the good news that, as the angel said, unto you is born this day a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And that certainly is good news. Thank you, Linda, for sharing. Jeff in Appleton, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Thank you. Yeah, boy, that last story just really touched my heart. My brother, I witnessed to him for 10 years. We were a Catholic family, 11 kids. And he got saved at 55, and he died 18 months later at 57. And he was so happy on Christmas, and he was so happy that, you know, two out of 11 kids were saved. And anyways, I lived in Madison, and I'll make it short. I was went to a nursing home and just sang and gave testimony and shared the gospel on Christmas Eve while he was still alive. And I come out to my car, Jim, and I'm weeping. I'm like, Lord, this is such a blessing. And my phone is ringing, and I pick it up, and it's Mark, my saved brother. And he just said these words, listen to this, Jeff. And he queued up a song, and I'll sing just one verse if it's okay. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountains that Jesus Christ is Lord. So it just was God's timing of, Jeff, go. So my encouragement to all my brothers and sisters, and I need it again too, is to go. Let us go tell it on the mountain, not give up. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, Jeff. Bye-bye now. Elizabeth in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Yes, good evening. I thank God for his precious son, Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. And I praise God from whom all blessings flow. Thank Amen. You. Merry Amen. Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Olney, Illinois. George, you're on the air.
Yes, in the English tongue, it's pronounced Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, George. John in Berriga, Michigan, you're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon. Family is gone, parents are gone, siblings have all passed away. The only constant in my life has been the Lord Almighty. Mm-hmm. Thank you, and thank you, and Merry Christmas. And thank you.
Merry Christmas to you, too, and I'm so thankful for that constant. You know, with God, there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. We're told that in the book of James. How important. Our telephone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. Annie in Coshocton, Ohio, you're on the air.
Yes, my favorite verse is Romans 5:8, and that God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen.
And then, and what I like doing around the Christmas time, giving tracts out. I mean, I've handed out Christmas tracts to people, and that has been a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. You're sharing the gospel, the good news, and of that which the angels heralded, and we have to proclaim that too.
Yes, and I have Peace with God booklets, and because this is the time people are searching for peace, and the answer to peace is found in Jesus Christ.
Yes, the Prince of Peace. Wonderful. Yes. Thank you, Annie.
And God bless. Have a blessed Christmas.
And you as well. Bye-bye now. Our number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. It's our electronic Christmas card today. As, yes, much happening in the world today, but certainly taking this time to reflect, not on a date. We don't know the day Christ was born, but we do know that he was born. The Bible tells us that and the purpose for which he came. And as some have said, we don't worship a babe in a manger, but certainly as he came to this earth, to be the Savior of the world. He died for our sins on the cross of Calvary. He was buried. He rose again the third day. He came to save his people from their sin. And that's what we're celebrating here today, even on Crosstalk, for this electronic Christmas card 2021. If you've got just a brief Christmas greeting you'd like to share or share a brief thought as to what is special in your heart about this time of year that we celebrate, or a particular verse of Scripture that has become especially meaningful to you, maybe there's a particular Christmas carol that has been meaningful to you as well. We welcome your calls here today on Crosstalk. Again, our number is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. So there's many opportunities here as the phones are processed here quickly to take your phone calls and know that you will be next in line. Let's go to Ann calling in from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Ann, you're on the air.
Yes, Merry Christmas to everyone. My favorite moment in the Bible was when Pilate asked Jesus, you know, what are you here for? What are you doing? And he said, I've come to bear witness to the truth. And that is my mission, to bear witness to the truth. I don't have to do anything other than when the door opens from the Holy Spirit, to bear witness to the truth.
Amen. Thank you for your call here today. Merry Christmas.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye. We're going to take a quick break and come back to more of your phone calls here on this, our electronic Christmas card 2021. I see we've got some lines available. Our number is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Back in a minute here on Crosstalk.
Christmas has become ground zero in an ongoing culture war where nativity scenes are nixed. Merry Christmas becomes Happy Holidays, and even the word Christmas is considered by some as offensive. Addressing this ongoing battle is the book The War on Christmas, edited by Bodie Hodge from Answers in Genesis. With full-color pictures and illustrations throughout, The War on Christmas provides answers concerning a host of issues and misconceptions surrounding Christmas. You'll learn where the name Christmas comes from. Is it a pagan holiday? What about replacing Christ with a letter X? You'll find chapters on the Christmas star, the virgin birth, the magi, why creation is important to Christmas, and so much more. This book also presents the gospel, which is often lost as this time is celebrated. The War on Christmas is available for a donation of $18 by calling VCY America at 1-800-729-9829. 1-800-729-9829.
It's our electronic Christmas card 2021 here on Crosstalk Today, where our phone number is available at 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. Giving you opportunity just to share a brief Christmas greeting. I know some of you listening are confined to your homes. You're not able to get out like you once were. And so the fellowship that you get even in a program like this is important. Perhaps a verse of Scripture that is so meaningful to you this time of year. Maybe it's a brief Christmas poem, something of that nature, giving you that opportunity on this Christmas electronic greeting card here today from Crosstalk. Again, our number is 800-733-9829. We're going to Michigan's Upper Peninsula. We have Jan calling. Hi, Jan. You're on the air.
Hi. Yeah. I want to mention that Jesus said, I have come that you might have joy and have it more abundantly. Sometimes with all that's going on, we forget the joy in knowing our Lord, and we have to just stop and focus on the wonderful joy that comes with knowing our Lord and our Savior.
Joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Thanks for the call. Okay, let's go to William in East Troy, Wisconsin. You're on the air, William.
Yes, Brother Jim, praise God. Emmanuel, God is with us. Salvation, the God of the Old Testament promised salvation to the Gentiles in Isaiah and other places. But a verse I have on my heart this time is Romans 15:13. Now the God of all hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. And isn't that what the world's missing? Real hope. But we as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we've got the answer for what ails the world through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you. Thank you, William. Merry Christmas. Taking your calls today, 800-733-9829. I'm going to pause to just play a brief song here called Ring the Bells. This is played by Vic Eliason. Vic, of course, was the founder of what we now know as VCY America Radio and was very instrumental in even the formation of the Crosstalk Radio program. He went home to be with the Lord in December of 2015. But he often was refreshed by going to the keyboard and just playing a song of praise to God. And this is a song he played. It's on his CD entitled Sounds of Christmas. This is Sounds of Christmas 6. And it's just a brief song, but it has a great meaning to it. Ring the bells, ring the bells, ring the bells. Let the whole world know Christ was born in Bethlehem many years ago. Born to die that man might live. Came to earth, new life to give, born of Mary, born so low, many years ago. God the Father gave his Son, gave his own beloved one to a wicked, sinful earth to bring mankind his love, new birth. Ring the bells. Vic Eliason there on the keyboard, ring the bells. What it is about the birth of Christ that has impacted your life? Our number here on Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Well, let's go to Ringgold, Georgia next. And Doug, you're on the air.
Yes, I do take that Voice of Martyrs magazine. And a couple quick comments. during the presidential campaign, I heard Joe Biden say this. He wants the American school children to learn the Muslim faith.
So let's bring it to Christmas here, Doug, our topic today.
Yes, that's what I wanted to bring out, that he is for the Muslims.
Okay, what does Christmas mean to you, Doug?
Oh, I didn't catch it. Well, Jesus was born.
Okay, thank you, Doug. Tom in Fort Scott, Kansas, you're on the air.
Yes, Jim, I just wanted to praise God for VCY. It's such a lifeline, and when you can't get out, you know, and like I was hurt for a while, I couldn't get out, but it's just such a lifeline. And so many would just praise God for your station, that all the truth is getting out, and we do praise God for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you, Tom. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Our telephone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Fred in Milwaukee, you're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to thank God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for salvation according to predestination from Romans 8:28-30 in Paul's Gospel, which is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1-4. That's not found in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. And I want to thank God for the opportunity to share the gospel with everybody.
Okay, thank you, Fred. Bernice and Washburn, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
You know, just about a week ago, I was listening to a news station over the television, and they had put together President Trump's address at Christmas time.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
All four of them. And I sat there and listened every time he praised Jesus Christ as Lord. And he said, Jesus Christ. And I thought, I have never heard a president proclaim this publicly. There he is on the platform with his wife beside him telling us that Christmas is Jesus Christ. I was so thrilled, but then I was sad because I thought that is gone. I do hope that our country can come back to that time again.
Yeah. Thank you, Bernice.
All right.
Merry Christmas to you. Let's go to Geraldo in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're on the air.
This is Geraldo?
Yes, okay. Go ahead.
Yes. I just wanted to, I love acronym. I'm a Filipino-American, and I'm glad to be here in this country. The Christmas, the acronym is Christ has revealed instructions so that many are saved.
Mm.
And so the instruction reminds us of the Torah, or the first five books of the Bible, or the Bible itself, B-I-B-L-E, basic instruction before leaving Earth.
Yep, indeed.
Merry Christmas to you guys, and Happy New Year.
God bless you. Thank you, Geraldo. Appreciate your call. Joseph in Sussex, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to say Merry Christmas to everyone that's listening. And as a longtime listener, I've always appreciated the ministry of VCY America, but particularly in these last couple of years, as the world becomes more and more disintegrated, I find a refuge in VCY and a strengthening and a resting place for my soul. And I just praise the Lord for what you all are doing.
God bless you, Joseph. Merry Christmas. We've got David in Greenwood, Wisconsin, calling. You're on the air.
Yes, I just want to call and thank you for the ministry of VCY America and wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and just give praise to God for this time of year and coming to Earth and His death and resurrection. This year has been a very trying year for my family as we lost my grandfather, and in September, my brother and his wife lost their baby boy of 7 months.
Right.
And just thankful that he's in the hands of our Lord now.
Amen.
And has eternal life, so thank you.
Amen. God bless you, and certainly our condolences to you here, David, and to others in the family. It's a hard time. We have understanding of that as well, and we just wish you a blessed Christmas, and so grateful that it doesn't just end here. I mean, what a blessed hope God has given to us.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Regina is calling next in Neenah, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
I'd like to share a portion of a poem. It reads, "That glorious form, that light unsufferable, and with that far-beaming blaze of majesty, wherewith he wont at heaven's high council table to sit the midst of trinal unity. He laid aside, and here with us to be, forsook the courts of everlasting day, and chose with us a darksome house of mortal clay. Probably everyone knows that that is an excerpt from Milton's poem, The Ode on the Morning of Christ's Nativity. And this is what I think of when I think of the birth of Christ, of his coming to be with us when he knew what kind of people we were.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's great love. Thank you for the call here today. Our number is 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. Anita is next in Mount Pleasant. You're on the air.
Yes, when I was in sixth grade, I was in a concert, you know, in school, and we sang a song that just touched me. The name of it was The Birthday of a King.
Mm-hmm.
We don't hear it too much, but I think it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
And I just want to pass that on. You can go on YouTube. It's
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
And let's go to Marion, Ashtabula, Ohio. You're on the air.
Dolly Parton's Christmas songs, Christmas About Heaven, and they just touch my heart.
Mm. Number 9829. That's 800-733-9829. And yeah, indeed, that song, The Birthday of the King. That here, you're listening to Crosstalk. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a minute here on Crosstalk.
Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Well, let me say Merry Christmas. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, cosmos, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but should have everlasting life." The great story of Christmas is the incarnation of Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. He who knew no sin became as if he had sinned. Well, he didn't have any sin. He was perfect and sinless. That's why he's our Savior. And his righteous life was credited or imputed to our account through faith and repentance. You see, salvation is available to all, but it's only applicable to those through faith and repentance. Use this Christmas season to proclaim the reason for Christ's birth, that there might be restitution of our relationship with our Holy Father through faith and repentance. Available to all, but only applicable to those who surrender their life to Christ through faith and repentance.
Well, it's our electronic Christmas card 2021 here on Crosstalk. Just to focus on certainly the Christ of Christmas as we take time to make sure that we're not caught up in the hurry and scurry of the time, the season, of the baking, the traveling, the decorating, the purchasing, making sure our eyes are staying focused on the Savior. Bob is calling from Cudahy, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Bob.
Yes, sir. A longtime listener to VCY and a contributor to the station and a call screener for the upcoming telethon. And I wanted to say that even in later in life that I didn't think I could do it, it has been a joy in my life to be able to answer those phones for those 2 days. And the overwhelming joy that I get from the people that have contributed is just overwhelming. So I want to thank everybody that is going to contribute to the upcoming telethon. And God bless and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Bob. Thank you. James in Mesa, Arizona, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to thank Jesus himself for coming down here and leaving his throne in heaven where he's ruling from now, and being God, the Jewish Messiah, and that Messiah is the same word as Christ, only Christ is the Greek, and Messiah is the English pronunciation of Mashiach, and that for all that Jesus did and for all his dying on the cross to pay the sins for his own creation, all that he created, all the people he created that on planet Earth here, and including in creating planet Earth, and that for all that are his forever willing servants, his bond servants or his bond slaves, there's different ways of saying the same thing.
Thank you, James.
All of those are saved. And he did die and pay the price for everybody, but some refuse to accept it. And there will be, those people will unfortunately be thrown away. But for all that are willing, which is why he said, go everywhere in the world and tell everybody so that more can be saved.
Amen. Thank you, James, for your call here today. Indeed, God's not willing any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Greg in New Richland, Minnesota, you're on the air.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Originally, just Isaiah 9:6 came to me, and I think it's so wonderful. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And I'm thankful for that.
Thank you for your call. Brad in West Dallas, you're on the air.
Hey, Brother Jim. Merry Christmas, everybody. Christmas, to me, is where God humbles himself in the form of the Son, comes to earth in the form of a man, and then lives perfectly, fulfills all the prophecies about him, suffers, bleeds, dies for us, and rises from the dead also so that we can have eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
And we remember also that he is also a warrior king. Listen to what it says in Revelation with the beast. The beast and his armies gather together to make war against Jesus. And the next thing that happens, there's no battle. The next thing that happens is the beast is taken with the false prophet and hurled into the lake of fire. And 1,000 years after that, after the devil's loosed from his prison, the bottomless pit, he deceives the nations again. And fire comes down from heaven, burns them up, and that the devil is taken and he's hurled into the lake of fire. So, both for the eternal life and the getting rid of the problem. That's what Christmas is meant to me.
Okay, thank you, Brad.
Thank you.
We have Guy next out of Tri-Cities, Washington. You're on the air, Guy.
Hello. I was wanting to say hopefully everybody's thankful for the reminder of our Savior's birth and all that. But I remember as a kid going and singing, you know, like Silent Night with sign language, you know, door-to-door caroling and stuff. And as a kid, I probably liked cookies and hot chocolate just as much. But that fellowship with Christians and just being happy and celebrating the birth. I'm thankful for all that.
Amen.
Anyway, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Guy, and thank you for your call here today on the program on this electronic Christmas card here on Crosstalk. And believe we've got one final call we're going to fit in. Connie and Olney, you're on the air. Olney, Illinois.
Yes, I would like to say that I really love the song, Mary, Did You Know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to wish you all a Merry Christmas.
Amen. And same to you. Thank you, Connie, for your call here today. Yes, again, it's not the day. It is the Savior, and we praise him for it. And we know that this is a very difficult Christmas for many. You've lost loved ones. We heard from some who have called in on the program even today. And some years ago, there's a woman by the name of Wanda Banky who wrote a song, wrote a poem, actually, called I'm Spending Christmas with Jesus Christ This Year. I'd like to share it with you here today as we close off the program today, Crosstalk. And perhaps you're one and your heart is heavy because you've lost a loved one this year who knew went home to be with the Savior and having kind of a difficult time. But here's another perspective to share with you. It's entitled I'm Spending Christmas with Jesus Christ This Year. I see the countless Christmas trees around the world below, with tiny lights like heaven stars reflecting on the snow. The sight is so spectacular, please wipe away that tear, for I'm spending Christmas with Jesus Christ this year. I hear the many Christmas songs that people hold so dear, but the sounds of music can't compare with the Christmas choir up here. For I have no words to tell you the joy their voices bring, for it's beyond description to hear the angels sing. I can't tell you of the splendor or the peace here in this place. Can you just imagine Christmas with our Savior face to face? I'll ask him to light your spirit as I tell him of your love. So then pray one for another as I lift your eyes above. Please let your hearts be joyful and let your spirit sing. For I'm spending Christmas in heaven and I'm walking with the King. Words that have been penned by Wanda Banky here is special meaningful to those who've lost a loved one this year. Well, friends, our time is gone here on Crosstalk. Thank you for tuning in to the VCY America Network's Crosstalk program. We will be having a couple Christmas specials over the next couple of days, Christmas musicals with drama interwoven in them as well that we trust will be a very special blessing to your heart. And to all our Crosstalk team here at VCY America, may you have a blessed Christmas.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.